Blog Talk Radio.
Yo,
Yo, this is RMF. I'm back. We ain't having no guests today, so we're going to play some music and take callers. So can we play KRS-One song? I'm an MC.
You want to take a caller?
One, two. Huh? Yeah,
we can take a caller.
Yeah.
682-298.
5311.
Hey, how you doing? Well, who's this and where you calling from?
Oh, I just Howlin' Entertainment, man. This is Deron Henderson Sr. out of Houston, Texas.
Oh, what's up, my brother? So tell us a little about you. Give us a little background about you and how you got into the music industry and everything and what's going on with you.
Okay, man, my background, it comes from my family, which is my father, my auntie, and three of my uncles. They all started off in the choir, how a lot of people that started off in the music industry. And my dad, he was like, he was a professional drummer. My aunt, she played the piano. My uncle, he played the organ. And my other uncle, he sing. And my dad, he was beating on them drums from years on. In Houston, he went to the school called Blackshear, Ryan, and Yates and Third Ward. That's where I'm originally from. And from there, my dad, he continued to play drums until we was like, 4 or 5 years old, by 5 years old. And Cameo called my dad, and he had the opportunity to play with him, but my grandmother wouldn't allow him. So from there, we started getting up into music from all types, from classical, rock, soft rock, things like that. So music stuck in our ear for years. So let me see, 93, I was with a group called Gulf Coast Gangsters. It was like five of us. It was P.A., Fred, Charles, and Face Mink, and myself. I was a hype man. I wasn't a rapper, but I was a hype man. And that's where it went from there. If y'all would look on YouTube, you can bring up the video what we done about 3 months ago. It's called It's not called Southern Funk. It's called, I'm sorry, what's the name of this song? Leather and Wood by Face Mink.
Did I lose you?
Oh, no, sir. I'm still here.
Oh, okay. So, did you tell me some of your music?
No, sir. I'm at work too, so that's why I was saying this on what platform it was on. This on YouTube.
Okay. Yeah, give us your links and everything.
Sir? Say it again.
Give me your links and everything, because I know you're at work.
Okay.
And, you know.
Okay. It's you can go to YouTube. That's the first video we done. It's called Leather and Wood.
Okay.
F-A-C-E-M-I-N-K.
Okay. And what do you have any up-and-coming shows? Anything y'all doing, any shows? You doing any tours?
Oh, yes, sir. We doing shows right now. Face Mink, he's on the road. He drives 18-wheelers. I have Hershey, the lyricist, as well. She's working, too. But as soon as Greg get back, shows will be booked.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Sir.
We out here hard working, you see. We in big time. We out here.
Most
we're
definitely.
Doing 9 to 5. That's a damn shame. We hip-hopping, and we got to do
right.
9 to 5. That's a damn shame. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? We still got to put in work. And we started hip-hop
in
1973, man. This is a damn shame. That's all I got
right.
to say on that. People don't like me to talk about that. But I got a different opinion about hip-hop, man. So what you think
Most
about
definitely.
Hip-hop? Where you see it going?
Say it again.
What you think about hip-hop and where you see it going? Or just the music industry as a whole?
Man, the music industry right now, man, speaking on what's going on, it's like the people that's been involved in it, if they came from a background from a lot of us old school guys, I'm 48 now. If you guys like, you have some rappers, some young rappers that came up off the clout of us older guys. They doing good. I'm gonna speak on one like Boosie. He's a nice rapper of mine. You know, he bump his head from time to time. What I mean by that is everybody has mistakes. So, but on the outside of that, Boosie's doing good. Let me see. Kodak Black, he's a little wild. From that era on, man, if they not careful, man, the future of hip-hop is going to be crazy. But I can't see it dying, though. I don't believe it's going to ever die.
Yeah, I agree with you. It's not going to die because we're going to keep real hip-hop going, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know what I'm saying, we've made this art form for all of us to eat, not just one, you know what I'm saying? It's a damn shame, like I said, you out there working, you still working, and you're making hip-hop.
Yeah.
I don't even want to go there with you. You know what I'm saying? I got a different opinion about hip-hop, man.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? And in my opinion, people don't like it. Don't like what I got to say, but I keep it real with you. That's
right.
A damn shame. And the ones that's dope artists is working. Again.
It's working.
They got these black rappers. And they got these people making hip hop that don't deserve. Man, if it, like I said, like you said, in the 90s, if they would have came with that bullshit, they would have never got on stage. Okay?
Never got on stage.
So, let me tell you how it used to be. They would have never came. They would have never got their ass on stage. Trust me.
Never.
That bullshit.
Right. Exactly. Exactly.
See, if you're running the industry, it's the OGs,
right.
Though. It's not the young people running hip hop. It's the OGs that's supporting and what you call it, promoting that bullshit.
Promoting it, yeah. Because you know why? Music sound good, and they just want to. You know what I'm saying? It's more worried about their pockets and how many women they can get. It ain't doing it for, you know what I'm saying, for longevity, man. They doing it just to be seen and everything else, man. If you ain't careful, because how the world is, like I'm in Houston, man, and the crime rate is sky up. And a lot of kids that's out there, they don't belong out there in the street. They just follow us. They just follow us, man, and that's where a lot of the hip-hop coming from, kids acting out on what the lyrics saying, and a lot of them ain't living that lifestyle, I promise you.
They don't know they don't know hip-hop, okay?
They don't know hip-hop.
They were sold a bad batch of goods, you understand? And it's the OGs that sold them that bullshit, okay? So it's not their fault again, all right? But don't call it hip-hop is my point. Call that shit something else. You don't call it hip hop. And you know what I'm saying? Make your money, do what you want to do, but don't call it hip hop. You're insulting me.
Don't call it hip hop.
You're insulting me and you disrespecting me talking about you hip hop. You ain't hip hop.
Right.
And like I said, the ones that is hip hop ain't making no money. That's a damn shame.
Right.
Which ones, like you said, they making money off the backs of us. But
exactly.
The young people don't know. Because the OGs didn't teach them.
OGs didn't teach them. OGs, they just tell them, hey, yo, just get in the booth. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You got to worry about nothing. You that live. You ain't got to worry about nothing. So you going to make money regardless because of how cold you is. Now, show them the ropes. Show them the ropes. When they wrong, correct them.
These motherfuckers shouldn't be making millions of dollars. That's what I'm saying. These people shouldn't be making millions of dollars. They should be the number one. They shouldn't be number one on the Billboard charts, hip hop charts. They shouldn't be representing us on BET Awards, hip hop awards. This is a joke.
Right, it's a joke.
I don't even watch the awards no more. I'm like, man, are you serious?
Yeah.
They're giving people an honor. They're giving honor to people that can't even rap. I'm so insulted. They give people stars on the Walk of Fame, and they can't rap damn.
They can't rap. Yes. Watch this here.
I'm insulted again.
Yeah. What? My artist / CEO, Face Meek, man. I would put him up onto anything that's young right now, in these days of time right now, and he has that old school steel style, but he know how to mix it and blend it in with the new. man, if I tell you, man, I'm not seeing too many of these rappers like Bun B. He's still doing his thing. I'm a fan of Jay-Z. Let me see, Nas. I'm a fan of Nas. Granddaddy IU. You remember Granddaddy IU?
Yeah. He sent me a song, too, matter of fact. He sent me a song before. I'm sorry, I ain't play his damn song. I forgot about him. Thank you for reminding me. Because I was supposed to play his damn song a long time ago. Yeah, he sent me a dope-ass song. Yeah, he dope. Man.
You're talking about Grant? Hey, what's the name of the song?
I can't remember. I got to go into my thing. It's in my email. I got to find it.
Is it called The Pause?
Yeah, that's dope, man. Video's dope, too.
Man, yeah, Granddad IU was pressing.
You heard
man, Big
Karis One New Shit? You heard Karis
man,
One New Shit?
No.
Yeah, that's dope. Oh, wait, the whole album is dope. He finally going to get his money, finally. I'm so happy
finally,
for him.
About time.
Finally. Finally, he
about
getting paid.
Time.
Okay.
Yes. But watch this here. Now, I'm going to tell you who's been holding it down, too, as well. Busta Rhymes, man.
Yes. Yes, Busta Rhymes. Yeah, I can't understand a damn thing you say, though. you know, I ain't hating on Busta Rhymes.
I understand.
Just
right.
Like, you know, just like, what's his name, Lil Wayne, I can't figure out a damn word he be saying. You know what I'm saying? I ain't hating on him or nothing like that. But
right.
Man, I just don't understand. I don't buy no records. I can't understand. I'm sorry,
I can't
bro.
Understand. Right. Right, I feel I listen to Lil Wayne. Let me see, but Boosie, man, I'm a big fan of Boosie. What's the other young one? From out of North Carolina, the baby.
I don't know.
But their actions, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, oh man, yeah, it's kind of leery on their actions on how they. Out in public and how the public view them. You see what I'm saying? Because of what they allow themselves to do and what they allow other people to take them down behind. So, you know, that's what making hip-hop crazy, man. People, like, out here in these clubs, man, you better go to a 25 and older club because you go to a 25 and younger, oh, man, somebody's going to end up dead.
That's what they're out there killing each other. You're supposed to be making hip-hop. And
you're
that's what I'm saying.
Hip-hop.
They don't know hip hop because hip hop is not about killing each other. Okay?
No, it's not.
They got it all confused. Again, you don't call it hip hop, is what I'm saying. Because you don't even understand what hip hop is. You out there killing each other. You making money.
Yeah,
how you killing each other?
Thank you. Hip hop is a message.
Man, they got the hip hop shit all fucked up again.
Man, you said KRS-One, boy, that was a message talking summer gun, man.
Yeah, I'm going to play his song later on. But I'd like to thank you for calling the show. But
okay, most definitely, too, big man.
But you got to send me your stuff, like I said, to RonRedhead48@gmail.com. Or you can find me on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter under OMF Posse. Send me your song. But send me the MP3.
Okay, MP3. Okay, got you, big man.
Yeah. Make sure you send me the MP3 format.
Okay, got you, big bro.
So tell everybody who you are again and tell them your links and everything.
Okay, I'm a Howlin' Entertainment, man, Houston, Texas. At 44 neighborhood called 44, man, Acres Home.
Hey, you keep thank you for supporting the show, man. Like I said,
okay, most definitely.
And we wish we had some more time to chop it up.
Yeah,
it
caught me unexpected today. I apologize to up at work.
That's all right. That's what I'm saying. Put in work. That's what we always been doing. Ain't nobody gave us nothing.
Most definitely, big bro.
Keep doing what you're doing. Go back to work.
Yes, sir. Most definitely,
you,
big bro.
All right. Peace. Yeah, we still putting in work. Ain't nothing changed. 450 years later, what? Times ain't nothing have changed. Yeah, can we take another caller?
Three 347-481, you're live.
Hello?
Hey, how you doing? Who's this and where you calling from?
This is Imaj from Brooklyn, New York. I'm an R&B hip-hop artist.
Hey, homegirl, what's up? Brooklyn in the house representing. How you say your name again? I don't want to mess up your name again.
Imaj.
How you say? Imaj?
Yes.
Okay, I got it right. Imaj, okay. So give us a little background on you and everything, and tell us how you got into the music industry and everything.
I've started doing open mic showcases 11 years ago, and I started doing music professionally in 2016, and I started working on my debut album, which used to be called the EP, 2017, and I've been contemplating on what kind of songs I want in it, and I've been writing so much, and I had to go through life to make sure, like, if I'm going to, you know, do this project, it comes from a personal place, and I've been performing everywhere, and thanks to my manager, Real Lyrics, who's been with me for 2 years now. He's been helping me get my music out there, and Hardcore is now at 4K on Spotify and YouTube, and Blaze is at 6K on Spotify and 3.3K on YouTube, so I'm very blessed to have a little bit of success.
Yeah, shout out to Real Lyrics. He sent me his song, too. I played his music before, too. Shout out to him. Yeah, that's what's up. Yeah, Brooklyn represented. That's what's up. Real hip hop. That's what we'll talk about. Yeah. So tell us about what. So give us a little. So what you doing with your music and
You mean like putting it on streaming platforms?
Yeah. No. What do you? I mean, how did you come up with your concept for your music and everything?
It was about going through personal experiences. I wanted to make sure I become authentic as possible, because it's very rare for artists like me who sit up there and make up something or pretend they live that life or any life that's not really genuinely theirs, to sit there and make it feel real, if that makes sense. Because I've heard a lot of songs, and, like, you know, storytelling is good. I believe in storytelling as well. I don't just write from my own experiences, even from someone else's, because I have that as well, but I don't know. I'm just not crazy about today's music, because my era is mainly the 90s and the 2000s, but with like a modern twist. So that's like my type of music that I do. I don't want to base everything off of like what today sound like, because they feel like that's the only way to get popping, and I don't want to follow that. So that's why I'd be contemplating, do I really want to be signed to a major label if they was to pick me, or, you know, because I'm afraid like they'll try to change my image and taint what I do and make me less than what I'm not and stuff like that. So, yeah, I just come from a personal and honest place.
You hip-hop, that's what's up. We Brooklyn, okay? We come from hip-hop, okay? So you ain't saying nothing that ain't that nobody ain't never heard before. You know what I'm saying? We Brooklyn, New York. That's what I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying? We hip-hop. We represent.
Even releasing hardcore. Yeah, because I wrote that 2 days before.
Now. Ain't no hip-hop without Brooklyn and the Bronx, okay? So don't get it, because let them understand. They don't understand. They don't understand without, ain't no hip-hop without the Bronx and Brooklyn. You understand?
No, I agree. Bronx started it. Brooklyn elevated it.
Thank you. Where you mm-hmm. at? Where y'all at? Wait a minute. See, again. Jay-Z, a billionaire. He's from Brooklyn, okay? Tell me, they don't know. Ain't no hip-hop without Brooklyn, the Bronx, okay?
That is true.
It always been like that, and it's always going to be like that. We the dopest and the best rappers and the best MCs come from the Bronx and Brooklyn.
Which is why when I released Hardcore, right, that's why when I released Hardcore, yeah.
They're all followers because they don't understand. They got our flow and our rap all in their music now. Okay, who they go get when they need somebody to collaborate with? They don't go get Queens. They don't go get Staten Island. They don't go get nothing. They go get the Bronx or Brooklyn in their shit. Just look at their videos.
That's That's why when I release hardcore, that's why I wanted to keep it the essence of hip-hop. Because I was compared to, like, a lot of the greats. And I wanted to keep it, like, at that as a first single to showcase, like, that's what we're missing, if that makes sense.
That makes brilliant sense. That's brilliant sense. We got a song. We're going to play your song. Can we play Imad's song real quick? Yeah, that's... I guess he's downloading it, but yeah. But
say that again.
Thankful. Do you have a song that I sent you?
Which one?
Hardcore.
Hardcore.
No, I don't have that. What's the artist's name again?
Imaj.
E-I-M-A-J.
E-I-M-A-J.
Yeah, I just sent it to you.
How long ago?
Yesterday.
7 minutes ago. Yeah. No, I sent it to him earlier today.
Email it again and we could play it.
All right. Okay, I'll email it to you again. But anyway, so tell me where you're going with your, so where you see your music, where you see the music industry going in the next 5 years?
I expect to have longevity. And I want to make sure that people resonate with my music still, because I'm going to be coming up with relatable content. And I don't mind doing forward-thinking music as well. I look up to Aaliyah, Beyonce, Brandy, Khalees, Mary J. Blige. Nicki Minaj is the reason why I started rapping. Sade and Toni Braxton. So I want to follow their legacy of the music that they came out with and pave the way, you know, for all of the female artists that came behind them. So I want to move forward with coming out with great content.
Yeah, that's the stuff. Yeah. That's so good. I just sent him your song, so it's going to take a minute for him to download it. Yeah, I just sent you her song, Ed. Sent it again. So where you see yourself in the next 5 or 10 years? And who would you like to collaborate, living or dead, if you wanted to collaborate somebody in the industry, living or dead, who would you want to collaborate with, if you could?
Any of the influences I mentioned, because, like, I really look up to them. So even if they talk to me, that would be wonderful. Two people out of Aaliyah's last album before she passed on that produced a couple of her songs, they actually responded to me when I shouted them out when they were doing the 20th anniversary of her third album. And when I was telling one of the producers that how much I loved what he did with R&B and how much he changed it, he reciprocated the love back, and that meant so much to me. His name is Eric C. And the other producer who shout out, who responded to me as well, his name is Butter. He produced for Dr. Dre, Snoop Dogg, and all those big people. So that meant a lot to me.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you your opinion. Did you hear about that P. Diddy's is gonna collab with Snoop Dogg and Death Row? What you think about that?
To keep it a buck with you, I don't know why Death Row records have to be revamped. I mean, that should have been left in the past, because I feel like if you do something like that, you're bringing back old wounds. But I guess with him, I guess he's trying to, like, turn things around, because since Suge Knight is not going to come out of prison anytime soon, he feel like, oh, I'm going to carry on that legacy or his legacy by revamping a record label that really shouldn't be out there anymore. I don't know. That's just me. But I wouldn't, if someone was to ask me to sign a label, I would never do it, because I'm going to be honest, everybody who got signed to that label ends up dying. And there's a documentary about that on YouTube right now. So that's why I'm just like, ooh, when I looked it up and I heard stuff about the label, I was like, nah, I'm good on it. So I just feel like it should never been revamped. Yeah.
To me, it's a slap in the face to Biggie, his mama, Faith Evans, for Puff Daddy, for P. Diddy to sit up there and want to collaborate with Death Row and be associated with them. That's a slap in the face to me. I'm from Brooklyn. You from Brooklyn. I ain't feeling it at all. I'm sorry. I ain't feeling it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, it's like, why would you try to bring back, you know?
Ain't no way. That's a slap in the face. I'm sorry. That's what I'm saying. Hip-hop, boy. Trying to tell you.
That's why I feel like certain things don't need to be brought up again. Like they just don't need for that. That's why you have to leave your old life in the past, and you're trying to bring up, oh, remember when I was here type ass thinking, and it's just like, no, leave that alone.
Yeah, they have
that's
no respect for
about
us,
it.
Okay? West Coast don't like we East Coast rappers anyway. See, they don't like us anyway. So why would I want to collaborate with them? Number one, I'll cool with them. I'll holler at them. I'll talk to them. But as far as collaborating with them, ain't no way. Because I ain't forget what y'all did to Biggie. I ain't forget about that. I'm from Brooklyn. I'm sorry. I ain't kidding. I'm sorry.
Well, with me collaborating with West Coast rappers, do not know what that's going to sound like or be like, because I heard like they get reckless out there. So I don't know. I wouldn't know what that's like.
Oh, you feeling me? Did you get our song?
Gun music to your ears, external toughness and eternal fears. Pragmatical tales from the Bloods and Crips on how they live with the gangster shit. Black men and women growing up in poverty, fire with the Glock and proceeding robberies. They were selling bags to make a lot of bread. The hard knock life must survive, move ahead. On every block peeping on the corner, giving up the pre for the money and the boner. Now think about the possibilities of getting raped, a scary situation that can make them lose their faith. What about the kids that's supposed to be the future? They're getting kidnapped by evil ass losers. Time to get woke, not sleeping anymore on the issues at hand, cause life is hardcore.
Put it through all the danger, no matter what, keep it gangsta.
Target of the pain, I'm ready for war. 10 toes pure, I'm hard to the core.
Pulling through all the danger, no matter what, keep it gangster.
Target of the pain, I'm ready for war. 10 toes pure, I'm hard to the core. Speaking of race, I've been seeing white people wanna take our rhythm, not the blues, not equal. Spitting real facts, y'all will never have the flavor. Real originators in the building, no fakers. Rolling with the narrative, you're better than us. We came here first and influenced you.
Hush!
Supremacy is finding ways to leave us in the gutter. You like to be oppressed by calling us a nigga. Police on the road trying to take us all out. Donald Trump the reason why they're getting all the clout. KKK is written on the orange face. Ain't fooling anybody, what a f***ing disgrace. Melanated kings and queens, fight for your dream. Be what you wanna be, making that cream. Time to get woke, not sleeping anymore. You wanna know why? Because life is hardcore.
Pulling through all the danger, no matter what, keep it gangsta.
Target of the pain, I'm ready for war. 10 toes pure, I'm hard to the core.
Pulling through all the danger, no matter what, keep it gangsta.
Target of the pain, I'm ready for war. 10 toes pure, I'm hard to the core.
Pulling through all the danger, no matter what, keep it gangsta.
Target of the pain, I'm ready for war. 10 toes pure, I'm hard to the core.
Pulling through all the danger, no matter what, keep it gangsta.
Target of the pain, I'm ready for war. 10 toes pure, I'm hard to the core.
Yeah. Yeah, we back. That was Imaj's song, Hardcore. from Brooklyn, New York. We back. Yeah. So I like that song. So how did you come up with that concept of that song?
Back in, actually did this song in 2019. It was a different beat, and when I first performed it live, people loved it a lot. So I had to go back home and revamp the lyrics because I want to make sure everything resonated together properly. And then, like, towards the end of 2020, I recorded it, and my manager, Lyrics, when he heard the lyrics and the beat, the different beat, which was produced by Temper, he's from the UK, Lyrics loved it, and he was like, when are you going to release it, the video? We were just planning everything, and I released it on January 4th of last year, and we did the video towards the end of January, and it was released, I believe, 2 to 3 days later, and the reception from radios and people were amazing. Like I said before, it's on a 4+K on Spotify right now as we speak, and I'm very proud, and the video is 4.2K on YouTube, so just watching the views and the people respond to it, even to this day, is wonderful to me. And also, I wrote the song. It's about urban life and politics. That's what I forgot to mention to you. I actually wrote that 2 days before the riot that Donald Trump and Rudy Giuliani started at the Congress in Washington, D.C. It was a manifestation. I couldn't believe it, because when he was starting those riots, I actually mentioned his name in a song that if you saw the video, I was actually in front of Donald Trump's building when I was rapping that part. So it was just surreal.
Yeah. Woo! Say it again. Wow. I'm so proud of you. You Brooklyn in the house. What's up? You represent. Okay? So keep it real.
Thank
we
you.
Know what's happening. I love your lyrics. It's hard. Everybody, you can understand every word you said. You understand me?
Yes.
Ain't that, yes, man. Hold on. But I thank you. I'm so honored to have you on my show. And keep sending me, when you make some more new songs, send me your songs, and I'll play it on the show. And
I will. Thank you so much for having me.
I'm so honored. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for supporting my show. Brooklyn and
the house. By the way, are we still on for Saturday?
Yeah, if you want to, yeah.
Yes, I'm willing to do it, yes.
Okay. So I'll talk to you on Saturday.
All right, then. Have a good day.
Yeah. All right. Have a good one.
All right.
Yeah. Can we take another caller?
Yo, yo. It's your boy, Jay Kidd.
Yo, who's this? Where are you calling from?
Atlanta, Georgia. Jay Kidd.
What's up? Let's know who,
what's up? What's up with you?
I'm just chilling. We just over here just talk about hip-hop, just play some music, you know what I'm saying, do what we do, you know, just keep it up.
That song you just played was fire.
Hip-hop.
I like it.
Yeah. So give us a little background on you and everything. Tell us who you are and everything.
Background on me? Well, I'm Jay Kidd. I'm based out of Virginia, relocated to Atlanta, chasing the American dream with the music. Working on my mixtape that's going to drop next year on my birthday, called My Story, Volume 1. New single from it dropping next month, called Visualize.
Okay, so tell us how you got in the industry and everything, and what was your influences and everything.
My influences were Biggie, Tupac, Ice Cube, Jam Master Jay, Run DMC, KRS-One, Nas, Jay-Z, a lot of different cats.
You named a few. You named the legend. So that was enough. You named the legend. That was good enough for me.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying. We hip-hop. That's what time it is. You send me some of your music?
I'll sing my new song. I'll send you my new song once it drops. You'll be the first one to get it.
All right, because I got to play music on your show. Yeah, send it to redheadron48@gmail.com. Or you could send it to me. Make sure you send it to me MP3 format.
Gotcha.
And I'll play it on the show.
Gotcha.
So what do you think about hip-hop? Where you see hip-hop going the next 5 or 7 years?
I think hip-hop's going to last forever. It ain't going nowhere.
I hear that. We're going to keep it going. We're going to keep it going.
It's like fine wine. Get better with age. The older it gets, the better it's going to be. That's what hip-hop is. It's like good old wine. The older it gets, the better it's going to taste.
Yeah. We're going to make it better. We're going to bring it back, though. We're going to make it a real art form, man. It's about time, man. It's about time T.C. Junkins is what hip-hop is. You know what I'm saying? Because that's what time it is. That's what we're doing. Promoting hip-hop. That's what time it is, man. Yeah, so what you doing with your music and everything? Where you doing any shows and tours, anything like that?
Now I'm working on putting on my show schedule for the summer. I started working on that today.
Okay.
I'm going to do shows in Atlanta, Virginia. I'm going to try to hit up South Carolina, North Carolina, Louisiana, Texas, and stuff like that this year. That's my goal for the summer.
Yeah.
And Florida, too.
Yeah, so give us your links and everything before you go.
My music's on YouTube, J-Kid My Story. I got a couple of songs on iTunes, These Clowns, and Just Another Day is on iTunes, Amazon Music. Anywhere you can download it, it's everywhere.
Right.
Just type in J-Kid, Just Another Day, and I'll pop up.
Yeah, so you send me your music and I play your music on your song on my show and everything. We keep it going and stay in touch.
All right, will do.
All right, my brother. Thank you for calling.
All right. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. Yeah, can we play George Orlando Mason song real quick?
Funk for the Hood by George Mason.
I got the funk for the hood. I run the block like an old man should. I got the funk for the hood. I run the block like an old man should. I got the funk for the hood. I run the block like an old man should. Gave it everything that a nigga could. And if my name is all you know, it's all good. Mr. Mason gets it in all day. Just to win, I run the race a long way. Call me what you want, but never call me late. Just playing with my time and cause your life to slide away. In the product, niggas know I'm hood rich. Hood niggas out here doing hood shit. Come to Mr. Mason, want the good shit. Cause Mr. Mason guarantees to keep the party lit. I can give it to you any way you want it. You want the best, baby, better drop a phone it. I can take you from the bottom to the top. Everybody knows Mason don't stop. I got the funk for the hood. I run the block like an old man should. I got the funk for the hood. I run the block like an old man should. When I first heard the click from Vallejo, I was in a condo off my cello. You know, nigga, after getting it. And them hog mob niggas getting sick with it. I don't know if a Mr. D's used to plug a nigga up. So I had to snap the double before I strike it up. Couple pairs of troops and after wash jeans. Mr. C's said, nigga, look real clean. Charged me $300 off the dough. And threw a tangle in before I left the cell. Young Reno nigga with the fly shit. Took it back home, them niggas got a fit. See a nigga mile away. Even met my future wife the same day. I told you that a nigga goes way back. And Mr. Mason got the certified hood back. I got the funk for the hood. I run the block like an old man should. I got the funk for the hood. I run the block like an old man should. block like an old man should. I got the funk for the hood. I run the block like an old man should.
Yeah, that was George Mason's Funk for the Hood. Can we take another caller, if we have any other callers?
Yo, yo, OMF, what's up? The birthplace of hip-hop, SX Sean Felder. How you doing today, my brother, OMF?
What's up, my brother, Bronx and Harlem in the house? What's up, my homie?
Yes, sir, yes, sir. Let's give a couple of shout-outs. Last weekend was the birthday of DJ Kool Herc. Let's salute Kool Herc, who turned 67. If it wasn't for Kool Herc, there won't be this thing called hip-hop. So let's shout out Kool Herc, 1520 Cedric Avenue. Of course, I grew up at 1600 Cedric Avenue. And remember the birthplace of the hip-hop era, watching Grandmaster Flash and Furious Five, the late Love Bus Godspeed jamming at River Park Towers, 183rd and University Avenue. Those were the days of the street jams. Shout out DJ Kool Herc. Also, shout out Grandmaster Caz, who was honored in the Bronx yesterday by Bronx President Vanessa Givens. They gave him a plug. He was contributions to hip-hop. He turned 62. Shout out Grandmaster Caz. Met that brother years ago at a Tools of War event up in Harlem, 135th Street. Down the Earth guy, Grandmaster Caz. Of course, you know the big news. Rest in peace to the legendary DJ K Slay, who passed away Sunday at age 55 due to COVID. I met DJ K Slay years ago at an event when he was managing Pout. Also, I buy a lot of his Straight Stunt magazines. Me and DJ Nikki did a video tribute to DJ K Slay. We posted it on YouTube. We don't know the name of the title yet, but we honor DJ K Slay. So rest in peace to the hip-hop legend. Oh, I think they're going to do a viewing of the body Sunday at the Apollo. Don't know what time. You look for that on Facebook. So hip-hop lost a legend and a big one. Hot 97, the drama king, DJ K Slay.
Man. Why? Kool Herc is not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I don't understand.
These politics, man, is something else, Omar. You know what that's all about.
I don't understand how Grandmaster Caz is not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Founders of hip hop, rap before hip hop.
Bambaataa. What about
him? Had to have rap skills, rap flow, and talent. African Bambaataa. The founders of hip hop. How come they ain't got no star? You understand? How come they ain't got? Wait a minute. That's an insult. DJ K Slay. Yeah,
well, he needs
that's the first element of hip hop.
He needs to have a street named after him, due to his contributions to the hip-hop culture. I got one of my Straight Stunt magazines right now. I sent y'all a picture, and I remember he was big with Straight Stunt magazine, so that legacy will go on, but I'm sure they're going to name a street after DJ K Slay. So rest in peace to the legendary DJ K Slay.
They should have a walk. They should have a star on the Walk of Fame. You understand? They were, they ain't no damn West Coast hip-hop without New York hip-hop, okay? So, number one,
yes,
they should have put them up there first, okay? They got people up there that ain't no one even supposed to be up in there, okay?
Mm-hmm. And not about the culture.
Right. Ain't about the culture.
Not
about the money.
Culture. Yes, sir.
Wait.
Yes, sir.
That's another politics. So, what you think about, we're going to talk about this other thing real quick. What you think about P. Diddy collaborating with Snoop Dogg and Death Row Records?
It's a business thing. I saw the Snoop Dogg interview on Drake Champs. I think what they're trying to show is, at that time with the Biggie Tupac beef, Snoop did admit that he wanted the beef to stop. He wanted to do some stuff with Biggie, and Suge and Death Row with the late Tupac was against them. So I could see them doing that just to show the kids, hey, we had a serious beef in the past. We can make peace. So I could see that happening. So, you know, I always didn't like Snoop. You know, he always did his thing. He's doing stuff for the community at Long Beach, so I can see that happening, man. I never was a P. Diddy fan, but I do like his beats. I give him credit. He jerked his artist, but I can see that happening at Death Row Bad Boy collaboration.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, we had a people from New York, I mean Brooklyn, call earlier, and they ain't down with that at all. Wow. From Brooklyn, they ain't feeling that at all. I'm telling you, they ain't feeling that at all. No.
Well, you know, it's a business thing. Oh, man.
Yeah,
I'm saying.
They said they ain't feeling that at all. It ain't going to happen.
Yeah. They said no.
We going to be cool with them. We gonna, you holler at them. Well, ain't no way. Because it's a disrespect to be the Biggie, his mama. You know what I'm saying? It's just disrespect, man. You know what I'm saying?
You know, Puff is about money. He's about money. You know, Puff is about that money, man. You know, he's.
You know, I ain't feeling it.
Oh, listen, before I get off, also I want to give a shout-out to the Blastmaster KRS-One. His new album, Macro, is killing it, man. You saw his video, Dance, when he had Dougie Fresh on it doing the old-school dancing. His album is killing it.
You see that one?
He got some crazy cuts on that song.
Y'all
need to watch that Versus, man. Kane versus KRS-One. Listen, they got a new Versus coming up. I don't know if you heard. Going to be Cypress Hill versus Onyx. Who you like on that one? Cypress Hill versus Onyx.
Cypress Hill? Man.
Yep, that's be next verse.
Cypress Hill has more songs than Onyx. You know, they only have one song, Jam Slam. That was it. What other song they made?
I'm trying
to figure out what song they made that was dope.
They had Slam. They had, what's that other one? Throw Your Guns in the Air. Last Day. So the first album. Cypress Hill got major hits. You know,
They got major songs. They know where the ship goes down. They did some Pillow Tour. Congratulations to Cypress Hill. They got a star in the Walk of Fame. Yeah, I saw that the other day. Yes, they did. So I'm going to have to give that one to Cypress Hill.
I got to give it to Cypress Hill, that one. Yeah, that's going to be the next verse, Cypress Hill versus Onyx. But let me get off, man. Check me out on YouTube. Sean Felder, SX Energy Drink.
Right.
And y'all have a great day. Again, rest in peace to the legendary K-Slay.
K-Slay, right. Rest in peace, my brother. Yeah. First element of hip-hop, the DJ. Ain't no hip-hop without the DJ. Okay? When y'all want to talk about the GOAT, the DJ is the GOAT. The beat, the flow, the stage, and the mic. They was the first one to do it. So when y'all talking about y'all the GOAT, y'all need to bow down. The DJ, the first element of hip-hop, ain't no hip-hop without the first element. The first element of hip-hop is the DJ. He is the GOAT. You MCs are arrogant. How you flow without the DJ? How you get on the mic without the DJ? How your song be popular without the DJ? You need to pay that man. You need to pay them. Play my song. They made a song back in the day. DJ, can I play my song? Can you play my song? Oh, we about to go. Thank you for all the callers that called in supporting the show. We're going to leave you with KRS-One song, I Am an MC, One or Two, and we out.
Well, MF, the board's filled out, so you're going to have to talk for the rest of the show.
Oh, okay. So we just keeping hip-hop alive, that's what we're doing. Keeping the music and the art form alive. And yeah, we doing what we do, just keep it going and educating the folks on hip-hop. Hip-hop is generational. It reaches all colors, creeds, cultures, you know what I'm saying? So remember, when you make hip-hop, think about that. Think about the people that paved the way for this music. And don't shame the game. Make hip-hop. Don't embarrass yourself. Don't embarrass your culture. Don't embarrass your people. Be a role model to your people. Make this world a better place for the next one that come in after you. this is what hip-hop was, and hip-hop will continue to be. Shout out to everybody that make hip-hop. Shout out to OMF Posse, T-Sinister, Mr. Zach, E. Rowland, the whole Blackout family. Continue to make hip-hop, continue to bring hip-hop to the masses. We just keep it real. We just keep it hip-hop alive. That's all. That's all we doing. This is what we were supposed to do. This is what we had to do. Our struggle, our pain. What you doing? Are you talking loud and saying nothing? Or doing something? Take a stand. That was Martin Luther King's plan, his dream. We need to carry on the dream. We need to love somebody. Hug somebody. Lend a hand instead of take it. Because you can't step on somebody to get to where you want to go. Remember that. You can't step on somebody else to get to where you want to go. You're supposed to take somebody with you as long as they want to go. Remember that. That was the dream. Martin's dream. Harriet's dream. Malcolm X's dream. Rose's dream. Mandela's dream. He spent 27 years in prison for something he believed in. How many of y'all going to jail? What y'all going to jail for now? What y'all going to jail for? I'm doing 25, 27 years. What y'all going to jail for? Think about that. Shout out to all those people that got shot at that subway shooting in New York City. We can't forget about them. We got to pray for them. Now, thank God they arrested them and got them. And arrested and put him behind bars and lock him up forever. Because he represents not black people at all. You know what I'm saying? So remember, what you do does affect the next one. So you could imagine what black people is going to go through from now on in New York City when they get on the train and got to have a backpack. How are people going to look at you? Remember, what you do affect the next one. So I can imagine a brother getting on the subway in New York City with a backpack, and what's going to happen? They're going to search them when they walk into buildings with a backpack. They're going to search you before you get on the plane. I mean, well, and on the train from now on. Think about that. Well, we got to go. Thank you for calling. I'll talk to you. I have a good weekend. Stay safe. I'm out of here. All mess.